This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is pressuring Turkey to stop its offensive in northern Syria with calls for a ceasefire and sanctions against Turkish officials as he plans to send a delegation led by Vice President Mike Pence to Ankara for talks to resolve the situation. The president's action follows sharp criticism in the weeks since the White House announced Turkey was going forward with its long-held plans to try to carve out a buffer zone along its border with Syria free from the U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters it accuses of being terrorists linked to the separatist Kurds in Turkey. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria, and she tells us the essential reaction of the Kurdish people.
They're angry at Donald Trump for making this decision and lay the blame squarely on the president of the United States. They feel like they have been allies for a long time. They feel like they have been abandoned and left to the slaughter.
President Trump spoke Monday with both Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and General Mazlum Kobani, the head of the mostly Kurdish SDF that the United States has relied on to battle Islamic State militants in Syria. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home has been charged with murder. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. Edwin Krause is the police chief of Fort Worth, Texas.
Had the officer not resigned, I would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Late Monday, Dean was released from jail after paying a $200,000 bail bond. Dean, who is white, shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson, who was black, through a house window on Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. This is VOA News. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be on stage for the party's next primary debate Tuesday. That's this evening in the state of Ohio. This will be the fourth Democratic debate since June and will feature the largest group on stage for a single debate. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, a former hedge fund investor and environmental activist, will join the 10 Democrats who took part in the previous debate in September. The remains of 28 of the 32 Kenyans who perished in the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 in March have arrived in Nairobi. Rael Ambour reports from Nairobi.
An Ethiopian Airlines plane carrying the remains of 28 of the 32 deceased Kenyans landed at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport early Monday morning. Hearses lined up at the VIP section of the airport as family members streamed in. A somber mood engulfed the airport as victims' families, most dressed in black, anxiously waited to receive their loved ones. Kenya's Cabinet Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Monica Juma, was among the top government officials greeting the families.
We have had a chance to meet with the families. We've had a chance to give them a final service, interdenominational service, so that they can bring closure.
She said all the bodies of Kenyans killed in the crash have been accounted for. Rael Ambour for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
A total of 157 people died when the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft crashed on March the 10th. A U.S.-based economist, Abhijit Banerjee, Esther Duflo and Michael Kramer won the 2019 Nobel Economics Prize on Monday for work fighting poverty that has helped millions of children by favoring practical steps over theory. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
The trio's work focuses on how poverty can be tackled by breaking it down into smaller and more precise questions. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards the prize, said their work ranged from helping millions of school children to helping governments increase funding for preventative medicine. Jacob Svensson is a member of the Committee for the Prize in Economic Sciences.
So what they've done is to essentially construct, to come up with a new approach. And the simplest way to put it is that they take a broad question such as why are kids not learning in school? And then they break that down into many more detailed questions. And then they try to answer those detailed questions.
The winner said they hoped their work would inspire more people to take rigorous scientific approaches to the fight against poverty.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.